Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. I have been given some thought about the words in the English language that have more than one meaning. So let's have some fun. An example that stands out for me as a lawyer is the word grill. Is that the barbecue or a courtroom interrogation of someone? Or what about the word point? Is that taking aim or an argument? How about viral, meaning gone wild or a serious illness? What about season? Is it the time of year, or is it what you spice your food with? One of my favorites is the word dope, which can mean an idiot or a druggie, or maybe an idiotic druggie. How about the word school? Is it a place of education or a bunch of fish? For your gardeners, the word plant means to dig and place, or is it a vegetable in that garden? Company can mean a business or just the friends you hang out with. And for clammers, does sand mean going to the beach or smoothing out a piece of wood? Wound means a cut or sore, but when pronounced wound, it means winding up that toy for your grandchild. Similarly, wind means a breeze, or it can be the same as wound if you have finished winding. Have you ever thought the word bar, meaning a saloon or lounge, also means to prevent or restrict someone from doing something? Type means category, or it could mean preparing an email on your computer, or in my day, typing a letter on a typewriter. One I like is the word scratch. Is it a minor cut, or is it something you do when you have an itch? How about pad, a place to hang out, or some paper? How about park, a green area, or where you place your car? Pass, go by someone, or a football play. Cap, is it the top of the bottle, or your hat? Cushion, is it to soften a blow or something to sit on? Goal, a score in basketball or your life's desire? I leave you with a point to ponder. The word is drone. Would you rather be bored to death by a dull, uneducated person or struck by an unmanned aircraft? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.